Pelosi plan, I guess, was unveiled today. And, you know, in it also, well, it has a public option, but she kind of changed the name to, what was it, consumer option, if you want to call it that. You know, what are your thoughts on this plan and that whole consumer option thing?
We're still trying to digest the bill. We just got it today. It is 2,000 pages. It uses the word shall 3,500 times. It prohibits reimbursement of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals if you have a health savings account. It imposes a 2.5% excise tax on medical devices like wheelchairs, so it's essentially a wheelchair tax. It includes taxes on small business. It doesn't pay to fix the doctor's compensation that is so problematic under Medicare. And so by taking that out and by shifting costs to states to expand Medicaid, the Tennessee governor, who's also a Democrat, called it the mother of all unfunded mandates. This bill is something that I absolutely not only cannot support, but I'm going to be working hard to defeat. I'm also signing on to a bill today that would address many of the problems with health care in America that have been identified, like how to deal with pre-existing conditions and the uninsured in a quick fix way that is actually completely paid for and doesn't impose these long-term costs on Americans. The other thing that this bill does, and it drives me crazy when I hear that it's people supporting it, is that it taxes for about 3 or 4 years before any benefits are provided. That's how they try to pay for it. But after the first 10 years, the advantages of collecting taxes for 10 years and providing benefits for only 6 years are gone. And from then on, this bill goes into big-time debt spending.
It seems to me that almost you guys have all, you've identified where the problems are. How come we have to have this whole sweeping change instead of saying, okay, this is what we need to fix, let's fix this now and then move on to the next thing? Why the whole sweeping legislation?
You know, Reese, that is the trillion-dollar question. When there are 53 bills that I know of that Republicans are sponsoring that attempts to fix the problems that are apparent for about 15% of Americans, why we are throwing the other 85% of Americans that are relatively satisfied with the health care they receive now. We're throwing them to the dogs so we can address the problems of the 15%. I don't know. I think that this is viewed perhaps by the majority party and the speaker in particular as a hallmark legislation, as a chance to pass an approach to a single payor system or an entirely government-run system. And while they control both houses of Congress and the White House, they just will take this step come heck or high water. And so that's why we're working so hard to try and defeat this big departure from what we know and like about health care in America.
Did the price tag come out with this today?
You know, the price tag I've seen is down below a trillion, and I think it's about $800 billion. But that's because the doctor fix is not in there. The more than $200 billion cost of this legislation is not paid for because the doctor fix is thrown into a different bill. But when the other bill passes, it will add hundreds of billions in deficit spending and interest costs to the federal debt and raise Medicare premiums by about $70 billion. So we're looking at Medicare recipients really footing the bill in a big way for this big new government entitlement program.
Well, something that is, you know, like you said, kind of the landmark legislation. It seems like there's a lot of secrets that are going on behind closed doors, and really not all the information isn't getting out. Is that the way this landmark legislation should be done?
Not at all. You know, this bill has been drafted behind closed doors by Democrats. No Republicans have been allowed in the room. Republicans were not even allowed to attend the press conference that Nancy Pelosi had earlier today to roll this out. And now we're trying to go through the bill as fast as we can because we've been told that we may have to vote on this next Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. So it's going to be a long week of reading and vetting the bill and learning more about it. My gosh, I learned just a little bit ago about a very complicated provision involving ERISA that would mean if you have a plan through a union and you're injured, and you're injured because you were denied coverage, you won't be able to recover anything. That was a deal that was struck for the unions, and yet a private plan, the trial lawyers will be able to benefit from. So these backroom deals have been struck that are hugely sweeping and were done under cover of darkness out of fear that if they were done in the daylight, the American people would never tolerate it.
So we've been told all along that, you know, this healthcare legislation wouldn't raise taxes. You would be able to keep the you know, coverage you have if you like it, and a couple of other things. But looking at it from what you can see, is any of that the case?
That is not the case. I would say false, false, and false. And rank and file Democrats should be as angry as Republicans that they were cut out of this process. The American people who have been calling, visiting Washington, coming to town hall meetings, holding tea parties over the last, you know, 6 months, are being absolutely ignored.
Okay. And Cynthia, anything else you'd like to add?
I'm going to try and make it home tomorrow, but if the weather is such that I can't make it, I'm going to spend the weekend here reading the bill. I'm starting to print off pages of it now, then I'll bring them on the plane tomorrow and be reading it on the plane. It could take 6 days to read the bill, let alone analyze it. So we're up for the fight of our lives here next week in Congress, and that's the way I view it. I think this is such a transformational piece of legislation, and having only a week to read it, let alone analyze it, discuss it, is a terrible disservice to the American people, and it risks throwing out a healthcare system that has served us pretty well. In favor of uncharted waters, government-run health care. I'm very disappointed in the speaker for her heavy-handed approach to putting government in place of doctors and patients. And I'll be spending next week trying to protect the rights of patients in this country for hopefully years to come.